The winter days are growing short, so this morning I wake up early, dress in simple clothes and sit on the front steps. The air is cloying and smells of faraway bonfires. The flats around me are empty now, most of them anyway. And I don't worry about my neighbours. I light a cigarette, keeping an eye out for strangers. There aren't many, but I watch anyway. When my cigarette is done and the sun is high, I push myself from the dew-damp steps, walk to the shops. At first they seem closed, which is unusual. I steel myself, taking quick looks over my shoulder and banging on the wood that covers the doors, the windows. The streets are bare. Black tar and white lines glisten. Silence makes me jittery. I just want to go. I bang harder. I know the risk I'm taking, but none of us want to starve. After a long time, a slat of wood is removed. I can see an eye. It is black-ringed, tired. I gulp back what I really want to say, raise my voice. Hi, it's Nicole, from Iffley Road. Do you have eggs? 12. The eye blinks, disappears. One of the kids, I suppose. The adult Cha'ois know me well, although you can never be sure. Personally, I think they're crazy to let them answer my knocks, but that's their business, I suppose. Maybe they're scared. Maybe something's happened. I stamp my feet on the ground, blow into my hands. My own breath dances before me.